Full Time with Matt Jones.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's Full Time with Matt Jones, and I'm joined in the studio now by two of the guys from the wonderful Franz Ferdinand, Alex Kapronos and Julian Correa. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Great to have you in. Now, we have got you in because you've got a brand new album coming out, your fifth one, Always Ascending. How much are you looking forward to this?
Oh, I can't wait for it to get out. Yeah, really enjoyed making it and been playing a lot of the songs live, been playing 8 of the 10 songs live and been going down really well. So, yeah, can't wait for people to finally hear the record.
It's exciting. Yeah, we put a lot of work into it and like to get for people to finally hear it. It's going to be great.
Is it a nervous time, though, as well? Just wondering what the reaction's going to be like?
I don't know. I'm not really nervous. It's always a really intense time. It's really, really busy, so you don't have time to be nervous. You know what I mean? Like, but also, I don't know. It feels like a good record. It feels like a record that, you know, came together where we wanted it to, and there's no point being nervous, is there?
Yeah, I think we're pretty confident in it. And I guess when you're doing it, you're just like in that world and you want to make it as good as possible. And then there's no point being like, oh, I hope people like it. You know, I think it's good. So,
well, people have had a chance to preview it so far because two singles are out, Always Ascending and Feel the Love Go. I've heard them both. They're brilliant. I think it's fantastic stuff from you.
Thanks a lot.
What's your thoughts on it?
I'm really happy with the way it's come out. I guess when you're in a band, what you want to do is you always want to keep your identity. You want to, you know, I love the idea that people will stick the record on and within a couple of seconds they'll know it's a Franz Ferdinand record, but also think, well, that's them doing something that they haven't done before. Because after you've done a few albums like we have, you want to be pushing yourself and getting to places that you've not been before.
We talk about that distinctive sound, and Franz Ferdinand definitely have that as a band. Within 3 or 4 seconds, with 3 or 4 words, you know exactly who it is.
Aye, yeah, I think that's partly because of the way I sing. I can't help the way I sing. I'm never going to be able to change that.
But it's a good thing as well, isn't
it? No, you shouldn't be ashamed of your character and your personality. It should be who you are.
Talk to me about some of the music on the album, then. How does it compare to maybe your first four?
Well, when we started our band, we always wanted to kind of take dance music and play dance music, but play it as a band rather than programming it, but to take the dynamics and the techniques of dance music and play them as a band. And maybe this record is the record we've taken that to the furthest extremes. Like, they're proper bangers really on this record, aren't they?
Yeah. That's why we wanted to work with Philippe as well. I mean, as well, he's got Philippe Zadar, who produced the record from Cassius. He's got an amazing sound to all his productions, but he's also, you know, very steeped in the kind of dance music, French dance music tradition, so...
When you often have bands and hear them talk about a new album, you'd hear them talk quite a lot about the producer and maybe that the general listener doesn't know kind of what role they play in the album. So what does the producer generally do?
No, I totally know what you mean, because I know when we first went to make our first record, I didn't really know what a producer was. You know, like who is this guy? Who's this guy telling us what to do in the studio? And I guess what's a producer is like a director of a film. So it's the kind of guy coaxing you to give a performance beyond what you would do if you were on your own, really, I guess. And someone like Philippe is really cool because he's, I don't know, a larger-than-life character and super enthusiastic. And when you perform in the studio, it's different from live because you don't have anybody responding to what you do. You know, when you play a gig, you respond to the audience. And like, if people are into it, you get more into it yourself and you give it extra energy. Sometimes if you're just in the studio with maybe an engineer, then you don't get that. You don't get the response to what you're playing. And that feedback really affects how you perform. And it's good to have somebody out on the outside saying, you may be playing that one a bit too slow, or maybe like hit a bit harder in the chorus. And they bring out the things that you don't maybe necessarily see because you're so caught up in the performance itself.
He made excellent Whiskey Sours as well, which was that was our reward for doing a good take.
Yeah, carrots and sticks. Yeah, the carrot was a very tasty one.
Absolutely. You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's Full Time. My name's Matt Jones, and I'm speaking to Alex Kapronos and Julian Corry from Franz Ferdinand. Their brand new album, Always Ascending, out on the 9th of February, fifth album. Bet you can't believe it's 5 albums in now.
I know, it's insane. It's insane. Like, I remember when we formed the band, we just started playing in people's flats, you know, or parties, and we were throwing our own parties in warehouses in Glasgow and stuff. And we kind of thought, maybe we'll put out a single. You know, maybe we'll put out 500 copies of a single. Probably keep most of them underneath our beds, but like, we'll give it a shot. Yeah, I love it. It's great. It's what I always dreamed of doing, and I'm totally chuffed. Very, very happy to be here.
and you're taking it out on the road, of course. There's a big tour coming up, including playing Manchester on Tuesday the 13th of February. So that's the closest that you guys come to us here in Liverpool. But a great venue to be playing as well, the Albert Hall.
Oh, fantastic. I know, it's a smashing venue, isn't it? Yeah, I love that place. But you're right, it's a long time since I played in Liverpool, and it's an overdue visit. Yeah, I need to get back here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
yeah.
It's quite a wide ranging tour as well. You're playing abroad, you're playing in England. What's the difference to playing in the UK compared to abroad? How do the crowds differ?
It's often different from city to city, you know. A New York audience can be quite different from an Atlanta, Georgia audience, you know. The audiences I really love are the Latin American audiences. They go totally nuts. I remember playing this massive stadium in Mexico City a few years ago, and the audience went crazy, and like all the seats in the stadium got ripped up, and yeah, absolutely nuts.
We don't condone ripping up stadiums, but
yes, we do.
That must have been amazing playing over in Mexico as well, though.
Oh, it's so cool, man. And the other amazing thing about going on tour is like you get to sort of see all these places, you know, places that I would never have been to if I hadn't been in this band, you know, like I wouldn't have got to travel around the world. Yeah, I love it.
We were just in Japan last week, and it's somewhere I've always wanted to go, so very exciting to go there.
Going to Japan's crazy. It's like stepping into the future, you know, like even the shape of the cars, the technology that people have in their hands and stuff. It's and the fashions, the clothes that you see over there, you kind of think, ah, yeah, we'll maybe be seeing that back in the UK in 20 years' time.
Do you enjoy playing festivals as well, though? Because that's a different kind of crowd and atmosphere.
I do love it. I love being at festivals as well, because it's often the way, if you're in a band and you're touring, it's the way that you get to see other bands and catch up with a lot of your pals and that sort of thing. I enjoy playing festival shows, but I love playing the club shows as well, because like playing like a place like the Albert Hall, you get to go deeper into your back catalogue and deeper into your album songs. If you play a festival, you've really got to play the big hits, and you want to play, because there's a lot of casual listeners there. Whereas, you know, if you're playing your own shows, you get to go a bit further than that.
Full Time with Matt Jones.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.
It's Radio City Talk. It's Full Time with Matt Jones, Franz Ferdinand, Alex Kapranos and Julian Corrie, still in the studio ahead of the release of their fifth album, Always Ascending. Let's speak to the guys now about how the band has maybe evolved over the last decade or so, because there have been plenty of changes, haven't there?
Yeah. I mean, our first album came out in 2004, 14 years ago. And things change over the years. The world changes around about you. And the band's changed slightly. You know, Julian's joined the band and Dino's joined the band as well. But it still feels like Franz Ferdinand. It's, you know, it changes and stays the same.
Yeah, we'll speak to Julian about joining the band in a moment or two, but that first album came out when I was in year 9.
Right,
so I've still got that album. I've got the second one as well from when I was in school. Was that 2006 as well?
2005.
2005, yeah, so aye. You had those two very early albums, and that was during the kind of age of great indie music in this country. Aye. And not many bands have survived and are still going as successfully as you are from that era, maybe the Arctic Monkeys and Kasabian.
Yeah.
What do you think it is that has kept your appeal going?
I think it's got to have good songs. It's that simple, you know. It's funny because when we put that first record out, it didn't really feel like there were many bands kicking around in the UK at that time. There was a bit of stuff going on in America with Strokes and Interpol and the White Stripes. But in the UK, there wasn't really much going on. And then after that, there was that whole wave of bands, like you said. Just got to write good tunes. That's it. It's that simple, isn't it? Yeah.
How easy do you still find it for that to come to you, though, 14 years on, as you say?
I love writing tunes. Yeah, it's my favourite thing, sitting around writing songs. Yeah, I can't beat it. Yeah, you got to write good tunes. You know, and I think the other thing is, you've got to learn how to be hard on yourself as well. I sometimes speak to lads in other bands, and they're occasionally a little bit precious about what they create. And there's this kind of thing, like there's a sort of possessiveness that, you know, I've created something, so it's got to be wonderful. It's not like that, you know. Like I know that when we write songs, you sometimes write 40 melodies over the top of the song, and then come back and listen to them a day later and kind of go, rubbish, useless, that's awful. That one's great. Melody number 27, that was great. Get rid of all the other ones. And you've got to say, like, once you get bold enough to be able to reject what you've written and sort of say, no, that's not good enough, we'll go for that good one instead. That's when you start writing good songs, I think.
Well, I've had a sneak peek of the album, as I said earlier. It's brilliant, so go out and get it when it does come out on the 9th of February. You're listening to Radio City Talk. It's full time. My name's Matt Jones, and I'm joined by the guys from Franz Ferdinand, Alex Kapranos and Julian Corrie. So let's speak to Julian about joining the band as well. Yeah. How have you found it settling in?
Oh, it's exciting, yeah. I mean, obviously, when I first got the call, I was like pretty bowled over. I was a big fan of the band. Like yourself, growing up. So yeah, but it's been great. It feels just like sort of hanging out with your pals, and like it just feels very natural. Just from the start when we met and first started playing together, it was like, yeah,
was yeah. Good. Yeah. But that's what it should be, though. You know, like it is. It's like being in a little gang with your pals. And when we first met, we were introduced by mutual friends. Stuart Braithwaite from Mogwai and the guys from the Delgados put us in touch with each other. And first thing we did was we went out for a curry. Had a few drinks, had a blether, and then Julian came down to my bit and went to the pub, had a few drinks and a bit of a blether, then went to the studio and eventually played some music. But you got to get that other bit right first. You know, it's all about hanging out with each other and having a good laugh, and then you make music once you're doing that. Because if you don't get that other bit right, it's useless.
Does it feel different having Julian in the band compared to before?
Of course. The way I think about it is, it is like, you know, when you go out to the pub with your pals, you've got like a circle of pals that you go out with. And any circle of friends you have, there are some people that come in and some people that go out. And the dynamic changes a little bit when some people are there. You know, you might have one guy who's really crazy and another guy who's got a good bit of chat or whatever, tells good jokes or whatever. It always changes a little bit when the lineup changes a little bit, but it's essentially the same group, you know.
You've obviously been working on the new album, though, but yeah. What about learning the old stuff as well?
Oh, that was exciting as well. But we didn't get round to that until after we'd actually finished the record.
No, we didn't play
actually,
any of the old songs until after the record was
finished.
Good,
yeah, good 6 months just concentrating on that, which is great. And then got to the studio and we're like, right, shall we do the rest of it?
These old ones,
yeah, but I mean, they're great songs, you know. It's a privilege to play them. It's great.
And you must have already... Obviously, you were a fan growing up, so you must have known those songs already. It must have just been quite easy to slip into it.
Well, it was exciting. I remember playing Take Me Out for the first time and just sort of, it was a mild freak out. But it's a good one to play live, yeah.
It certainly is. Well, that's one of your anthems, isn't it? And I guess when you were talking before about playing festivals and how you maybe are expected to play those songs, whereas you perhaps don't play all of them when you do a tour for the album, that's kind of relearning that music again as well.
No, I love playing those songs, and it's great having songs like that in the set, and to have a song that sort of like makes the audience literally lift off the ground, and you know, it's cool. I love that. You know, sometimes I hear bands talking about songs in their back catalogue as if they resent them, as if they're somehow some kind of weight they have to carry around, and I don't see it like that at all. It's just like, yeah, these are bangers, man. I love playing them. Yeah.
Well, we love hearing them as well. And as I was saying earlier, so I grew up listening to Franz Ferdinand, a number of other bands from that kind of indie wave. Is it still people like me that are coming to all your gigs, or are you getting new audience as well?
It's always astonishing. Like, it's funny because we did the record with Sparks. That was the last record we did. We did the FFS thing. And so we kind of gained some older fans there. And then coming back with this record, there's kids coming down to the show. And like the kids come down to the show who are like 14 years old and think like, my God, you were born when our first album came out. That's totally nuts, man. You know, like, it's the funny thing I always find as well is that when you look at an audience, it's always kind of gradiated from the front to the back. Like all the sort of like younger kids are down the front going crazy, losing their stuff over it, and then as it goes to the back, then the sort of slightly more mature audience members are maybe a little less energetic at the back of the room,
just gently swaying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Although sometimes when you play the bigger spaces, and I really like looking all the way to the back, and there's always one person just like totally jumping up.
Yeah,
and down.
We were doing that stadium sort of place in, was it Portland? And there were people up high in the bleachers losing that back.
Yeah,
the
light
Christmas.
Just catches them, and they're
it's amazing.
Their marbles,
I do like that. Yeah.
It's great.
What's your favourite song, each of you, then, off the new album?
Favourite song off the new album? Like, so the album, there's eight sort of really upbeat bangers on the record, but it's the two slower songs that I maybe like the best, and it's probably the last song, Slow Don't Kill Me Slow. I remember really vividly being in the studio recording it. It was one of those real kind of goosebump moments, you know. It just felt totally magical.
I'd say Lazy Boy, probably, which is like a little 3-minute sort of weird pop disco banger, and it's kind of an odd time signature. Well, I remember spending a lot of time working on it, but then like actually playing it was really quick, and that was the sort of story of the whole album, that we spent a lot of time thinking about what we were doing, but then recording it was really fast, and I think it sounds good for that.
No, it's true. I think that's the way to make a good record. Before I was in the band, I used to be a chef, and so did Bob in the band. And see, when you're a chef, you spend all day prepping. Spend it all day getting everything ready so that when it comes to service, you knock up a dish and it takes you like seconds, just minutes. And it's the same for making an album as well. You take months and months to prepare it and to get it right and rehearse it and learn everything. And then you go in and you do it in one or two takes. And that's how you get a good sound record.
I have to say, Lazy Boy's the one that came out for me as well.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
That's the one that struck a chord with me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's brilliant stuff. As I say, Always Ascending, the brand new Franz Ferdinand album, out on the 9th of February, and you can see them in Manchester on the 13th as well. Alex and Julian, thanks for your time, and best of luck with the tour as well and the album.
Thanks very much.
Full Time with Matt Jones. Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.